Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learned to give as only he can give, of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to the 6 months of Christmas. I'm your host, Kevin Undergaro. Oof. You guys, it's almost over. Seven. Listen, Mikey Christmas is back. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Finally. Elf Aaron is here.
Hello.
Jeff Scam is off scamming. He's on assignment working on Christmas Con this weekend, which we'll update you guys in a little bit. But you guys, listen. There's a reality to all this. It's all fun and games until it's seven Sundays till Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You get down
okay, does that not resonate,
it's
Mike?
It's getting down to the wire here. I know it's crept up on me.
Okay, so Mike,
yes.
It's creeping up. I know we haven't seen you in a while.
Right.
Have you started? In tonight's episode, we're going to talk about how to get into the spirit.
Yes.
Have you started to get into the spirit? Where are you at?
Because I just finished Halloween with my job.
Gotcha.
Okay, but Halloween was like a lifetime ago.
I know that.
Okay, first of all, let's go to what your job. What is
Universal Studios? Right. I do the Halloween Horror Night stuff.
Okay, but then that ends right on November 1st.
Well, no, we were up till Sunday night was the last night of it.
Gotcha.
Yesterday, November 3rd.
Yes.
I get it. And by the way, and I give them credit.
Yeah,
because the Halloween people need their. There's a hangover period.
Yeah.
That we're going to honor on this show.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why our 6 months of Christmas doesn't start in June. In July, it starts in August because we really need to be there for in January.
Yeah.
Because there's that hangover. So it's true. Honor those 3 or 4 days.
Give it to them.
All right,
I do.
But that's it. Now party's over.
It's over. It's done.
Okay. So tell me at Universal.
Yes.
How have the decorations come in for Christmas, or are they happening as we speak?
They're not as bad as, I don't say bad, they're not as good as Disney. Disney is like the next day.
Yeah.
It seems like it switches over. Universal is like, there's this lull.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny.
A little time to take the stuff down, or they're lazy.
When my wife used to host the Disney parade for ABC, I became friends with a lot of the Disney employees who were lifers, who had been guides for years, and they were wonderful. They knew Walt Disney, great stories, but they said, from the days of Walt to today, there's a different respect that the employees have for the park than over at Universal.
Yeah.
So, literally drop a gum wrapper in a Disney park, and within seconds, it just magically disappears because everyone just jumps in. And at the other place, it's not like that.
They're really dedicated to making it a magical experience.
It's a whole culture over there, yeah.
Yes, yeah, which I love. I think is amazing. Okay, so, because I'll tell you, I went to, speaking of getting into the Christmas spirit, one of the things that I'll bring up is I just like going to the mall.
Mm. Of course.
And I like going. So we put our tree up the day after Halloween, as we always do. Yeah, well, we have since 2008.
Okay.
Mm. Whenever it was our modern day depression was it 07 or 08?
08, 08, 09, sure.
We really got hit
very
hard.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, you know what? Like anything that's going to make us smile, I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the decorations up then. And I've kind of carried that tradition on since then.
Was this around the time, because I love that story that you shared. I think it was the first episode with you when you guys were first coming out to L.A. There was nothing. You had nothing. It was just the
that
two
was
of
10
you.
Years before. That so, was 7 years before that.
Before that.
That was, okay, so that this was, is, this wow. Is, this was, you know, then it was like, hey, you know what? What a wonderful feeling we get during those holidays. Why is it only going to be 2.5 weeks?
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm gonna take every day I can that makes me smile, makes me happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we ended up putting... both of our trees, and I think as I said in the last podcast, one of our trees is now, it's 20 years old, it's turning into the Charlie Brown tree, but we gave it a lot of love, and we gave it, and we brought it there, but one of the things that I like to do to get the spirit is to go to the mall, and even to the department stores, and I will have to say, I'm a little surprised that I was really far ahead of Target.
Yeah.
I went, I brought the team to, I thought, first weekend after Halloween, we're going to go to Target, and they're going to be Christmas whores and have everything out. And you know what?
No.
Haphazard, Christmas trees up, no lights plugged in. And we had having to go to a second and third Target.
On blast.
You know what? Like it'll be fine. It'll get there. But we were a little underwhelmed. They had onesies and things like that, which was kind of cool. But I'm sure they're going to be. I'm sure they're fine now. But anyway, that's always one of the ways.
Yeah.
That I can get the spirit, and I think I think malls, and especially outdoor malls, are just doing so much more.
Yeah,
I know here, if you're in L.A., you want to get in the spirit, you got to go down to the Grove or the Americana, the Caruso properties. Rick Caruso owns these places. And he just goes to such great detail. Mm-hmm. I mean, fake snow periodically flies out, you know, in the sky. Mm-hmm. And then he's got concerts and he's got Christmas music playing and his trolley that always runs is decorated. And then he's got the giant, one of the bigger trees, huge. I think, in L.A.
Yeah.
And in fact, the tree's there, and I believe on the 10th or 11th, or you know, probably this weekend, I think it gets lit.
Yeah.
So, just some of the early, you know, those are some of the things we'll do to get in the spirit. Do you guys? I don't have this problem anymore, but I remember when I was younger, having moments where I'd be like, "Oh God, I feel like I'm not in the Christmas spirit," or "I want to get in the Christmas spirit." Sometimes it was tragedy, and sometimes just life was. I think just passing me by, and I was bummed I wasn't the spirit. Have you guys ever been in that place?
I think we discussed this very briefly. I think there's a period in like mid-teenager years where you just don't feel as like everything's as magical as it used to be. And it's really hard to kind of get yourself back in that place of like, you know what, I can make this magical for myself. I don't have to rely on other people to do it for me anymore. I have to, you know, I have to plan the activities. I have to go out of my way to do these things. But at the end of the day, it's worth it because you get to really enjoy Christmas.
Right. Mike?
I don't know if I've ever felt that way.
You've always been in the...
Well,
you always feel the spirit.
A girlfriend that I moved out to LA with, we were together for 3 years, and it just seemed like every year she broke up with me, like right before the holidays happened. And we would get back together eventually.
Oh.
So the holidays were, like November would always be such a crappier time, but I would force myself to get through it.
How many times the same girl did this?
It happened twice. Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, once.
You know,
November. It was November of 2011. November of 2012.
Is there any correlation? Did she have problems with the? I know people who have problems with the holidays, maybe either childhood issues, whatever.
No, we're friends now and everything.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And she has her relationship, and I have mine, and we're friends. Mm-hmm. But it was just always that. Like, but I was like, well, and I think maybe that added to my love of the holidays, and it developed. Was like, you know what? I'm pushing through this.
I'm going to fight through.
And I would always invite my friends over. And I would host Thanksgiving, host Christmas because I didn't want to be alone.
I like it. No, if you had the unwavering spirit, it's fine. I've had moments that it's dipped. And again, sometimes out of depression, then just sometimes you're so overwhelmed with life.
Right.
And I want to get back. Ryan, have you ever had moments where you needed to find the spirit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the time. And, you know, my go-to is always the music. Music and movies for finding the spirit there. It's more nostalgia and time, I find, with that type of thing. But, yeah, there's definitely times
Meaning like it's like December 13th or 14th and you just don't feel the spirit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think especially in college, you know, when you're just bogged down with work. I mean, that's the time where it's the final exams. The last thing on your mind is Christmas. And if it's not snowing, which it was kind of erratic in Philly, then it's just freezing and everything kind of sucks. So you really do need to find the spirit sometimes. And you'll get to the 13th or 14th and not have it in your brain. Like, I remember I wasn't even in Christmas mode until my final exam was over.
That's the best one of the best feelings in the world, when you finish the last thing you have to do before Christmas and you know all you have to do is just celebrate.
That is an amazing feeling. And especially with, you know, my college friends, I just seem to remember there's an old Chinese food restaurant called Watoi. And like, it was all hicks that were there. And because we were out in the middle of nowhere for our college. And, it was great to know that exams were over, and it was like that day or two before we went home, and everyone could just go, like, get drunk. And the cheap tree and the cheap lights.
Especially
I don't know.
In college when it's like everything is done. Like, the semester is over. You never have to take
these
classes
again. You're going home to see loved ones and family.
It's the best.
And, you know, I think I'm going to throw this out there, guys. I think I had a realization. I think Christmas is nerd heroin. Let me tell
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. Well, right. We have to,
this yeah, is why I think it's nerd. Thesis. It's nerd heroin. It may not even be nerd. It's well, I'll say this. Because you know how allegedly when you shoot heroin or you do meth,
yes,
you have this fantastic, amazing first high.
Mm-hmm.
And then supposedly the junkie is every high for the rest of their lives is trying to get back to that first amazing high.
Mm-hmm. And it'll never happen.
And I think for us, you know, nerds that mm-hmm. aren't into
yeah.
real heroin, that's us with Christmas. Yeah. Are we not trying to get back
you're
to
trying
that,
to recreate sure. what that, it felt like when you
that
were a kid.
First magical, yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Could very well
I see
be.
That.
Try it's and it's never quite as amazing
right.
as it was then. But you got to keep
we
shooting
can
up.
Try.
You got to keep hitting the crack pipe. Listen, yeah,
that's,
you
our,
have
that's
to.
Our message. Keep doing
you
heroin.
Gotta, you have
hit
to
hit that crack pipe. Hit that Christmas yeah. crack pipe.
Listen, before we're gonna go over like everyone here brought their ideas for how to get into the spirit, but
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's funny. So Mike,
yes.
we're talking heroin addicts,
sure.
and we're also you told me about your ex girlfriend breaking up.
No
with you
correlation
during the holidays.
There. No correlation.
Well,
between
I have
two.
One.
You
let
do.
Let me
do.
Tell you a very okay. special okay. story.
Oh boy.
About Dave, my pet junkie.
What?
Yes. So in Connecticut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in Connecticut.
Oh, maybe I know him.
I have a pet junkie. His name is Dave.
Okay.
So Dave, so let's see. It's a bit of a long story. My father-in-law has had a two-family house for extra income.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when my mother-in-law got cancer, like it happened fast and furiously. We had to operate immediately. We had to do treatments immediately. We had to get her out to L.A., then Mexico, and like, you know, and for 3 years we haven't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so this house got thrashed by junkies, led by Dave the junkie.
Dave the junkie.
You know, who little did anyone know would become head elf. So Dave the junkie trashes the house. My poor father-in-law is suicidal. He's like, Kevin, this is all I had. My daughter has a brain God. Tumor. My wife has this. And he was just like, and I yeah. and I was like.
Does this story have a happy ending?
Of course it does.
Okay. It's in there. Of course it does.
Of course
come
it's
on.
Me.
Okay. Come on.
Right. Do you
on.
Really
you.
Think.
Let,
we, listen,
you.
You've known me since you were 12 years old.
That's
you
true.
Really think on my watch we would not have a
yeah,
happy
okay.
ending.
I'm
I was
sorry.
Like,
keep going.
I said, Costa, no worries. I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this house. Not so bad. It was literally like every one of my contractor
oh,
friends
God.
Was like, knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was so
demolish
trashed.
It. Save yourself.
First of all, it was already old and decrepit.
Mm-hmm.
And then every window was broken, spray paint everywhere. I'm like, don't worry. Listen.
We got it.
The world just runs better on underpower, as mm-hmm. we all say in my house.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. I'm like, just let underpower take over. I said to my wife, give me 3 weeks back there. And I said, and I will put Christmas pixie dust over this place.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, put it this way. The bank was like, okay, here's what you owe in the house.
Mm-hmm.
If we sold it, after selling it, you'd still owe the bank like another 50 mm-hmm. or 100 grand. This is how bad off it was. Oof. And that's why he was just like, I just yeah. want to put... He's like, if it wasn't for having to take care of my wife and Maria, he's like, I literally would... He goes, yeah. I go to church and just say, God, please, just take me. I'm like, don't worry. And I'm like, listen,
mm-hmm.
Christmas is here.
Yes.
I'm like, Santa's here. This was a couple of years ago. And I said, we will do it. And back then, I kept my warning was winter is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We got to finish this before mm-hmm. before winter comes, before Santa comes.
Yeah.
So I went to rebuild the house. And first day, I'm knocking down walls and I'm taking out old insulation and sheetrock. Oh. And up comes Dave,
the magical
my future magical pet junkie, and mm-hmm. he's like, hey, I'm looking for work. Can you help me? He's got no teeth. And I said, and he came out of nowhere.
Now, did you not know who he was before?
No
did
idea
you
who
he was.
Was
living there? You
no
nothing.
Idea. Mm-hmm. He literally just appeared.
Magically.
Mm-hmm. Magically. Okay. Like, I didn't know. I'm not kidding, because he didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And there was like emptiness all around. And he's, okay. I'm like,
Santa sent him.
He's like, no, because he goes, no, I know the house like the back of my hand. I used to
I'll
live
bet
here.
You do.
So, and as you guys get to know me,
mm-hmm.
and you know what a maniac and how a little off I am in the head.
Mm-hmm.
The more he told me, the more I realized, wait, you and your friends were the ones who wrecked this place.
Oh my God.
Now, you're not telling this. It's in your head. That's what you're
I'm
thinking.
I'm computing
like, oh,
everything
nice
as he's telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's things, like, yeah, no, and I can show you the dent in the wall. He's like, when I thought I was Superman and I tried to fly down the stairs, but I missed the window and smashed my hand.
Oh my God.
And he lifts his hand. He's only got two fingers left on the hand. And he's like, and I broke my hand, and they told me it'd be 6 months to fix it. And I said, I don't get 6 months. So they cut him off. I said, cut him off.
Wow.
And he's talking. Jesus. I'm like, and so of course, guys don't know me well enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeff would know this about me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, of course you're hired. I had to have him.
Of course.
I'm like, no.
You can't hold a hammer. You can't do anything.
This makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if I'm going to do this mindless work that I don't, at this stage of my life or my career, need to be doing,
right?
Then guess what? I will be entertained. And he will amuse me. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dave the Pet Junkie is hired. And by the way, happy ending. I live up to my word. Mm-hmm. We blow the house out. I make it gorgeous. Now it's worth several hundred thousands of dollars.
Uh-huh.
And
amazing.
The happy ending. But the happy
was he a good worker?
You know what?
Or was it just
actually he was under my
the tutelage.
Yes, because I could keep from, but he'd play his junkie games. Now remember, I worked in the carny business.
You've heard of he played junkie games, but these are junkie games.
So when I worked in the carny business for 10 years in my 10 summers and then those winters I'd come to LA and try to break in a show business. That's how I made it. I'd save money doing that. And nothing but junkies in that business.
Oh gosh.
That business was just it propelled that business literally because only a junkie would or someone insane like me would ever do that kind of work. So, I am somewhat fluent in junkie.
Okay.
So I know when they're lying and playing games of which they play a lot and they and pranks and they know when they're like they ask stupid questions, they know how to slow a job down. Oh no. Trust me. I'm fluent in junkie. I have my PhD in junkie.
You can put that on
your
resume.
He ended up getting we ended up getting it done, but then here was the Christmas miracle. When I tell you he thinks of Costa and Lita as his parents, and when I tell you he checks on them.
Aww.
They call him any time of day. And he calls my father-in-law Pops.
Aww.
He calls Lita Mom.
Where is he though? Is he just
he's back in Connecticut?
Just
does he keep
in the house?
No. He's got a junkie wife or a junkie girlfriend.
Okay.
She's about 15 years older than him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they're united in junkiedom.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, as he's gotten better, he hasn't been using. Now he just drinks.
He just drinks,
but he's not doing that stuff. Oh,
yeah.
As we got to know him, he was a getaway driver for multiple bank robberies.
Okay, it is.
You know, this baby driver. I'm like, you're
a junkie driver.
You're a junkie driver, crack baby driver. I'm like, that's who you are.
Okay,
gosh.
And anyway, but yeah, no, he's actually now become our
Christmas elf,
our member of the family. No, he actually is really helpful and he's amazing. So that's a happy ending. But the reason I brought it up and I wasn't going to bring it up today was he gets arrested.
Oh no!
Every Christmas for the past 10 years
on Christmas Day,
about the week before Christmas, gets arrested.
That's sad because he's probably struggling.
I had something funny to say that, and I can't think of what it's going to be now. But he's like, he's doing his job every year. He's got the same thing. Does every year?
Yeah.
Every year. No. You guys are supposed to ask the question.
I'm sorry. Why
does he get arrested?
Well, he always finds a new reason to get arrested. But here's the thing. He told me, he's like, that way I get out of heaven, I go Christmas shopping.
I get 3 squares a day.
I think he has 5 junkie babies.
Oh,
maybe
no.
Or 5 or 11.
Oh,
and they're
no.
all
five
like,
or 11.
I have lost count at this point. Mm-hmm. They're all older. They're all like, I think the youngest is 16. There's maybe one in the 30s. He might have had when he was 12. But to get out of Christmas shopping, that's his play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying, bringing it all the way back to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
There might have been something there about shopping or her probably traumas around Christmas. I had a dad who loved Christmas, but then Christmas Day, he was always grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was
because it's over.
No, I think it reminded him of it. His childhood. He had miserable Christmases. They were made. So that's why he always tried to make them special. And then that day, he just was kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
You know, so I've seen that before too. Anyway, so we've come full circle, right?
Yes, we did.
All right. So now,
big time.
Who wants to start with how we get in the spirit?
Would you like to start?
Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Come on. How do we get the spirit?
Come on now.
Personally, I will share that I've been struggling a little bit this year because this is my first Christmas season not on the East Coast.
Oh,
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, yes.
This is huge.
Exactly.
I remember this.
It's so hot. And it's, yeah, exactly. So I have been, you know, doing my research and seeing, you know, kind of events and things in the area that have Christmassy vibes so I can really feel like it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. So some of the things I found are the Citadel tree lighting is actually coming up this week. It's on November 9th, and they have the world's tallest live Christmas tree, apparently. So they're lighting that.
Are you going to go?
I am actually not in town this weekend, so I don't think I will. But I will go check it out at some point.
Okay.
Because I would love to see that.
Fair enough. Ryan, you're going to that.
What? Yeah.
I'll be there.
Excellent.
Well, there it is.
And then that's actually an ice skating rink. The LA Kings have sponsored an ice skating
rink. That's right. Next to the Staples Center. This is amazing.
Exactly. Wow. And that is starting up on November 30th. So we'll have to wait a little bit. Maybe we could do a little Christmas, 6 months of Christmas staff trip there.
Yes. No, that really gives you the spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. And then we also have some Christmas light celebrations that there are around LA. So the LA Zoo, this is really interesting to me. The LA Zoo at nighttime, they light everything up around Christmas, and that's starting on November 16th. And you can go walk through, see the animals, but they also have all these light displays and kind of interactive things where you can go, you know,
and again,
light
so it if up you're, with the animals. So, guys, the stuff Aaron's saying, if you're local around mm-hmm. the country, even around the world, I'm sure you can Google and find things mm-hmm. like this in your area. So,
exactly.
Every city has
I think I love skating mm-hmm. parks or skating rinks. That's good. Mm-hmm. Tree lightings.
Yes.
And then also just light displays.
Mm-hmm.
There's a neighborhood light display that every year they try, mean Scrooge-like neighbors mm-hmm. try to kind of
get it down.
There's a Candy Cane Lane here in the valley, and you know they try to start rumors every year that it's canceled and the people mm-hmm. aren't doing it anymore because it creates such traffic jams.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, sure. But,
I have a friend whose dad puts up a huge Christmas light display every year, and he's so strict, and they aren't allowed to go near windows, and everything has to be blacked out because you don't want to ruin the effect. So it does take a toll, but it's worth it for, you know, bringing joy to others.
I admire the people that do it. I mean, because it takes
definitely
weeks.
They start after Christmas. They start preparing for the next year. Takes almost a full year to you know, get everything organized, get everything together, and it's a ton of money. Your electric bill skyrockets, but you know, it's worth
it. It's nice. Here's the nice thing about technology today in the world of Patreon and things. Mm-hmm. If any of those people put out a sign and said, hey, you know, to help keep this going or whatever, I would give.
They actually, at my friends, they collect donations.
That's
so
great.
They do it, you know, non-for-profit. They collect donations to the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, how many times
and that's amazing, too.
Yeah.
Right.
All these people coming and driving, you know, through the neighbors. Like, yeah, you should, you know, you're not paying anything.
Exactly.
But I think people would be happy to.
Oh, everyone
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Again, we never had the technology to do it, but now a big sign, especially for charity.
This is my Venmo.
This is what we love, extending the spirit of the holiday season.
Yeah.
Very
sure.
good. Mike, before we get to you, Aaron,
yes.
why don't you tell our fans a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you first tell them how they can subscribe and how they can comment on all our multiple portals. And then we'll talk a little bit about ChristmasCon.
So yes, the best way to chat with us is, you know, leaving us a comment down below. We're going to be responding to all of your beautiful comments. Oh. We love to hear your feedback. If you have any ideas for us, we are also on iTunes. Leaving us an iTunes review will really help us out and boost the show so we can get, you know, grow our family here at the Christmas 24/7. Mm-hmm. We also have a new Instagram. It's the Christmas 247 on Instagram. Oh. And, you know, we're posting, you know, daily updates, you know, fun holiday photos. And so follow us there and leave us comments, and we'll interact with you. So.
Yes. And soon, you know what, Aaron, next week, let's have an email where they can email us.
And yes, we're also going to start up an email so you can, you know, write us in if you have Christmas stories you want to share with us, you know.
Yeah.
Holiday hero segments.
It's all. And this weekend. We will be at ChristmasCon. Mm-hmm. AfterBuzz is co-sponsoring with Hallmark.
Our pal Jeff Graham.
Jeffrey Graham is going to be there with Haley Catino, another AfterBuzz host, mm-hmm. and they will be covering, interviewing some of the Hallmark stars that mm-hmm. are going to be there, and just covering the event in general. And you know, I love the spirit of the women that started this. It was a group of best friends over mm-hmm. Thanksgiving last year. Were like, hey, we love the holiday. We all love doing stuff together. Why isn't there a Christmas con?
Yeah.
And why don't we just do it? And they went out and did it. And just for that alone,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'd want to I'd want to support them.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, look for that as well. We'll have coverage on our channel too. I think it's in New Jersey. You can look it up. God, you'd have to Google it online. They go by their website.
CristmasCon 2019.
Yeah.
CristmasCon 2019.
Follow there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Some of the people that will be appearing, Chad Michael Murray, Lacey Chabert, and Aaron Samuels, a lot of people in Hallmark movies. So if you're a fan of that, you're definitely going to want to tune into our coverage on that.
Very exciting.
Wow.
All right, Mikey, how do we get in the Christmas spirit?
I guess I'm a minority. I shouldn't say minority, but I don't start till the day after Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
But November
Kevin
is...
Kevin doesn't like that.
I know. But you'd think so. I have people reaching out to me like on Twitter daily, like, Mike, when's it start? When do you start watching Love Actually? I go, it doesn't start the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
I do Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And not for any deals. I don't look in the paper for any deals. I just go to the
mall.
For
the spirit.
Like, what's wrong with that?
You just go to the mall on Black Friday for fun?
For fun. And people don't get it.
So do I.
They don't get it.
Yes, it's amazing.
I love getting a hot chocolate, my girlfriend in my arm, and we walk the mall. And we say, we talk about the Americana. I love the Americana.
And
that's my first
place
I said I love you to my girlfriend. The Americana, Christmas time.
Yes.
The fountain's going up.
Wow. Yep, it's amazing.
They've got the house. They're putting it up right now over there. I was there about a week ago. The house
good.
Santa's workshop
good
is
update.
Going up.
Good update.
But it starts the day after Thanksgiving.
A little hot cocoa.
Of course.
Yeah.
You cannot have that.
I'm going to say shout out to Coffee Bean here. Mm-hmm. That's an LA chain, but their annual cookie butter hits November 1st, hit the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another good, you know, I'm a big fan of Starbucks with the holiday cups. I'm sorry about the controversy.
Sure.
I love seeing the cups and I go, okay, it's happening.
Yeah. I do like the transition. I should say here in Burbank, Magnolia Boulevard, the 22nd, it's usually the Friday before Thanksgiving, they do the Christmas tree lighting. Mm. They close down the street, food trucks, they make an ice rink.
Nice.
It's like thousands of people. All the local, you know, small businesses open up and they do this kind of, it's like a Christmas festival. And that kind of has started for me for the past 3-4 years when I discovered this. And that just kicks it off for me.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The police department's out there, the fire department's, carolers. It's just
again, if you're in
Christmas
LA,
feel.
Rodeo Drive 2 has big giant speakers they put up along with big huge presents and they're playing the music and it's very festive as well.
That is the good thing about LA. Everyone is dramatic and that
it helps.
That
it doesn't
transitions
hurt.
To
it
you know
hurt.
Dramatic Christmas decorations. Everyone's flashy, cinematic.
Yeah.
And by the way, no judgment. I like the fact that you do it the day after Thanksgiving because you're probably holding it in, and then floodgates. No,
it's
I'm
a
in.
Christmas explosion.
I don't listen to the music yet.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And my girlfriend said she's like not a note of Christmas music till
Mariah
Thanksgiving
Carey.
Night.
All right.
And so I had honor that.
I love that.
I like each holiday to get their own, but for me, because we think November is still the holidays for me. Thanksgiving is kind of like Christmas's brother. It's there and it's all
part to me.
Yeah.
It's the regular season.
Yeah.
And Christmas, it's the playoffs. That's it.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Right. So I'm in warm up. I'm in spring training right now.
Yeah. Halloween
going.
Preseason. Yeah.
I just thought this last night because I was pre making food for the week and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I gotta start baking soon.
Yeah,
baking's gonna be happening soon. Mm-hmm.
We're in the regular season now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I'm just saying
it's starting to get there for me.
Okay, but I like that. I like that. You, just the discipline, because you're saving all the fun for that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Here's some other ways I think that you can get in the spirit. If you have DirecTV or Dish, I know with DirecTV, Channel 858 plays holiday music. Now they actually play it year round.
Mm-hmm.
So they started that about 2 years ago.
Ooh.
So that's kind of interesting. The station here, there's a few LA stations or Southern California stations that will switch over to Christmas music. And do you know when they do? Traditionally around the country, that's when they get the biggest ratings.
Mm-hmm.
When they switch over.
When they switch over to Christmas music, no matter what station that does it. But Coast, KOST, November 9th, will be going 24 hours Christmas music, and Gwen Stefani leads it off second year in a row.
Something we should change about here in LA because it happened 2 years ago. December 26th, the music stops on this one particular LA station, and I was livid.
Coast used to keep it going, but I do believe last year they put the brakes on.
I hate that.
Early. I don't like that either because it does not help. Ryan's laughing
exactly.
in the booth.
No.
There's a Christmas hangover that takes place. We're junkies.
I'm
all right,
not
we've established
it.
You got the whole week.
We've established
are,
it.
Are with your family still?
Yes.
No.
Christmas is our heroine, okay?
I would say to the
all right.
second.
You happy now? We've admitted it.
You got it.
Even to the sixth, Epiphany Eve.
Yes. I keep waiting for the magical Christmas comes. Junkie to just pop up.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to fly him out in his elf costume.
Bring him on the show.
Listen, when we need to save Christmas, Dave the Christmas Junkie is going to come. Okay. Serious. Now, this is how, you guys, this is how big Christmas is getting.
Okay.
And I swear to God, it's just because the world is getting so much more anxiety, so much more trauma, just so much more negativity. And as that swells, I think the positive things and the escapism swells too. This is why the Comic Cons are so big and fantasy and cosplay. Mm-hmm. It's just all growing. And Christmas is included in that. And so Sirius, which I work there and still have great relationships with everyone there, from the guys on Howard Stern Show to Jim Norton and Sam Roberts, my dear friends. And I'll be there over Christmas to produce the Very Merry Chipmas that Jim Norton hosts. But I knew they only had two channels. And I remember talking to this guy, Denny, who runs the music over there. And I'd say, what are you doing? Like, you've got, you need personality. Like, there's niches of Christmas music. And that's a future episode. We'll probably cover it. Mm-hmm. But you've got traditional. Like, for me, it's like, I want Burl Ives. I want Bing Crosby. You know, my wife wants Mariah and the newer stuff. You know, okay, fine. But separate.
Yeah.
So anyway, do you know now, this is how big escapism and Christmas is.
Mm-hmm.
Sirius this year has 15 Christmas channels.
Wow.
15 channels?
Wow. Holiday Soul, Acoustic Christmas, Christmas Spirit. And by the way, like, you can go to their website.
Mm-hmm. We got them up right
now. Yeah, we got them listed right there.
Okay. Mannheim Steamroller Channel.
Hallmark Channel.
A blend of symphonic music with elements of new age and rock and modern recordings of Christmas music.
They have Holiday a Hanukkah Pops, Channel?
A New Year's Nation. Okay.
Jazz.
And it's like the ultimate soundtrack to New Year's Eve parties. Mm-hmm. 70s and 80s Christmas.
Yes.
Rockin' Christmas. Holiday Chill Out. Jazz Holidays. And then Navidad.
Wow.
So, I mean, you have got your great selection of stuff. So over at Sirius, and I congratulate them. My wife did a bunch of sound bites and actually gave us a little shout out for what we do over here.
Thank you, Maria.
We've spoken about Lifetime and Hallmark.
Yeah.
You've got 24
They'll be coming
hours of Christmas music, probably until a couple of days after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So you're covered there. That will help you get in the spirit. I had a very nice discovery, too, and I'd like to give a shout-out to these people.
All right.
ChristmasTVSchedule.com.
Oh.
A site that seems like it's just run by a bunch of crazies like us, bunch of Christmas junkies. Heroin addicts, junkies, Christmas junkies. Thank you, Aaron.
Addicts.
Because there's a donation page to keep it going, which I'm going to donate. But, yeah, you go there, and they're updating it constantly, and literally from November 5th, until the 26th.
Wow.
And you'll see right now, most of the programming is dominated by Lifetime and Hallmark.
Sure.
But, you know, toward Thanksgiving is when the switch happens. It gets flipped.
Because there's so much content now that sometimes your favorites will get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
So it's nice to
know. And there's something also about watching something live.
Mm.
We can all put in, listen, to get the spirit, you can put in a DVD of an old movie. And fine, if that's what gets you there, you can go on YouTube and look at some old, even some old Christmas specials, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's something about watching live with commercials.
Mm.
Everyone in the family's gathered around.
Yeah. And even if you're alone, and even if you're alone, I feel like, because you know there's other people watching it too.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a community there.
The parades, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I love watching those every year. That's kind of a big Christmas kickoff for me.
Yeah, so a little bit, you know, and I guess that's a whole other discussion about the live thing.
Sure.
But anyway, these are just a couple of tips on how to get into the spirit
Speaking
of things.
What you say with the music, I love, and I don't have a fireplace, I love the TV fireplace you put
absolutely.
On that stations run with the Christmas music.
Yeah.
And it's got the crickling and the crackling.
It started with WPIX in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They started it, and now many places have copied it.
There's tons of versions on YouTube. There's versions there's a little puppy sleeping in front of the fire. That's my personal favorite, but you know, there's all kinds of versions that you can find on YouTube. Nice crackling fire. Yeah, just putting that on the background while you're doing work or chores.
And when we do get cold, you put your heater on, it just fills the whole house. I love it.
Exactly.
I like it. And a shout out to our you know, we did a couple of, we've already covered a couple of Hallmark movies, and I don't think it's on this channel, Ryan.
I believe it is.
Really? You guys put it on the Christmas 24/7?
I'll double check real quick. But yeah, we had our first Hallmark movies coverage on Sunday night.
Ooh.
It was really, really exciting. And we covered the three movies that came out. Sorry. Yeah, three movies that came out
last
week. The
newer ones. Great.
The newer ones. Really exciting. And we're going to be covering more.
Nice. Ones.
And what I thought was cool is that they used, or whoever did it, put up the fireplaces instead of the AfterBuzz logo.
I love that.
We have the Christmas logo here, which I'm very proud of. Stephen Lemieux knocking it out of the park with the logos.
And it is on our Christmas channel.
Yes.
And it's on our Christmas channel. All right,
so tune in, everyone.
Guys, if there are ways to get into the Christmas spirit and we haven't mentioned it, please let us know, okay? Because I think there's a lot of people that want to find a way to capture the spirit, whether you're a little down in your life or you're just overwhelmed.
And the best way of all is tuning into the Christmas 24/7, 6 months of Christmas. If you don't have anyone to spend Christmas with you, let us be those people. Right. You know, we love all of our friends.
And if I'm too old and Aaron's too young, then check out our other programming, which we have a very 90s Christmas, which is, you know, if the 90s Christmas was your peak of Christmas time, that's the show for you. And
definitely,
if that's your age group, it's how they celebrated then, how they celebrate now. And then if your best Christmases were in 2000, we've got a very 2000s Christmas as well.
With
the same thing applying, we also have the Super Organizer Christmas. And I just think James Laud, our very own Black Santa, he does an it's such a relaxing show. I listen to, I could listen to him on and on. And he has great tips, by the way, too, you know, so which I applied. I applied. He was, you know, saying one of the great ways to organize is to Christmas music. Because it gets you in the spirit and you're doing something constructive. So, and he and I both are of the belief that end of the year is the best time to organize because you set your new year up for something strong. So that's a tip from the Super Organizer Christmas show. And there's many other things as well that he goes over. But I don't know. You know, I think we may have to harness up the sleigh.
Let's harness up the sleigh.
You know, please, you guys, let us know how we're doing. And honestly, we need to tell friends about us. We need more subscribers on the YouTube channel, more subscribers on Apple Podcasts. We love your comments. And go follow us on the Christmas 24/7 Instagram channel as well.
Yeah.
Aaron, Mikey Christmas, have I left anything out? Please let me know.
No. I think we covered it all.
Right?
If you want to also catch up with me on Instagram, I'm at Aaron Kazwan. And I will, you know, I'll probably be on the Christmas 24/7 Instagram too. So
yes, no, we need you there.
Yes.
Yeah. Mikey.
Yep. At Mike Kalinowski. They've already started coming in with stuff about Christmas for me. So I'm like, fire away.
Love it.
Yeah.
Questions when I'm starting recipes. I'll throw it out there.
I love it. Yeah. You know, Mike, so we're in the future weeks coming, we have a lot of great programming.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we
came up with a really good grid. Yeah. Slowly but surely, Aaron Alpha's just taking over the show. And I find that quite refreshing. You know, Aaron and I worked together when she was 12.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, she worked on my first film.
I was at a roller skating rink, and I was an extra in Kevin's Cereal Buddies.
Right? Mm-hmm. You tell me that's not a Christmas miracle.
It's serendipity.
It's fate.
Right?
Serendipitous.
We were meant to be best friends.
That's it. And you know what else, Aaron? We update on when one of her friends lost his internship because the company got an internship, went out of business. Well, guess what?
He's interning here.
Yes.
That's right. Because AfterBuzz came in.
Come on now.
That's right.
Exactly.
And we said, no, we will not have that. No one gets left behind on Christmas.
No little tiny tins left.
No, it's like the Island of Misfit Toys. No.
Exactly.
No, we come and Santa came with Rudolph and that's it. He took everyone and got one. We got him a nice home.
Good.
Yes.
All right, you guys, until next week. Make every
day
Christmas.
Like Christmas.
Right?
Everyone.
Yes.
Pretty simple. We're not asking for much.
All right.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.